You are beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. You have found favor with God. You will have a son, and you must name him Jesus, and he will be known as the Son of God. What a beautiful greeting, and what a holy message. Mary had an angel visit her and bring her God's message, just like Zechariah had a few months before when he was in the temple doing his priestly duties, and the angel appeared to him. The angels among us are busy. They are busy bringing messages from God, messages of hope and peace. And it's interesting that the angel Gabriel comes from the Holy of Holies in the temple in Jerusalem with Zechariah to the out-of-the-way town of Nazareth to visit a common young woman named Mary. Angels are not reserved for the holiest of places. They are everywhere among us, even in Nazareth. Nazareth, the town where nothing good could come out of, because the Gospel of John tells us in chapter 1, verses 43 through 46, the next day Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and there he met Philip, and Jesus said to Philip, "Follow me." Philip then found Nathanael and said, "We have found the one that Moses and the prophets wrote about. He is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." And Nathanael said, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" And Philip answered, "Come and see." Can anything good come from Nazareth? Nathanael has a point. Nazareth was a tiny village, not well known, set high on a hill, about 12 miles southwest of the Sea of Galilee, far from all the main roads. It was a small Jewish town of about 300 people where everyone knew everybody else, but they were surrounded some distance away by a few larger towns that had been radically affected by the Greek thought and culture. It really was the last place anyone would look for the Messiah to come from. But something good did come from Nazareth. Something good and beautiful and holy. The Greek word Nazareth means crowned, sanctified, and separated. And Nazareth was crowned in that it was set high up on a hill. It was sanctified because it was made holy with the presence of the Son of God who was raised there. And Nazareth was separated. It was separated from the main trade routes for sure, but separated from the Greek world that surrounded them. Yes, something good did come from Nazareth. Because no matter what we are surrounded with, something good can still come from it. What are you surrounded with right now? What crazy chaos and confusion is encircling you? Well, do not be afraid. Angels are among us. Angels bringing us messages of peace. Because just like the town of Nazareth, what surrounds us does not get to define us. Chaos and confusion does not mean peace has disappeared. It means peace will appear right within us to keep us going so that something good will come. Because we have been set high on a hill and we have been sanctified with the love of God incarnate in us. We have been given peace as a gift from God. With the birth of Jesus, who was the very peace of God made real here in our hearts and in our lives. No matter what surrounds us, we can have peace. If we can't get away from the busyness and clatter of the world, let the angels of Nazareth come and separate us from it and bring us the message of peace and the peace of Christ. Because we don't have to have fleeting moments of peace in our lives. We can have peace throughout our lives. Like college student Jack Turner realized, this time last year, he didn't have peace. And he truly worried whether he would ever lead a happy and fulfilling life. He knew he was very lucky to have great friends, to be studying at a university, and to have enough money to buy food. But he didn't have peace. So he kept trying to convince himself that one day he would have peace. He'd just have to wait for it. Maybe it would come when he had a full-time job, or a family, or when he had more money. But eventually he acquiesced to the thought that he was going to have to live his life with only fleeting moments of peace. Until one day he met Rosie in one of his classes, and he noticed she had something he didn't have. She seemed content. She didn't seem like she had fleeting moments of peace. She seemed deeply rooted in something that put her at ease, and Jack wanted what she had. It was the first time he ever got to know someone who had a strong faith and truly relied on God. And as their friendship grew, Jack slowly began to find the peace of God in his life, and things started to make sense. This is what he says. I finally realized that I already had been given everything I could ever need. It was already within me. And when I looked back, I saw how I'd been living my life for the past 21 years, and I saw I'd been doing what I wanted to do in my life instead of what God wanted for my life. And I saw how I let the world define me instead of letting God define me. I realized how far away from God I was, but that God was never far away from me, and it changed my life. This time last year, I didn't have the peace of God, but I found it by talking with a friend who showed me I did have what I was looking for. I had it right within me. And now, Rosie and I keep each other grounded in Christ. What keeps you grounded? What keeps you in your peace when you are surrounded by chaos? And when was the last time someone said to you, "Greetings, you are beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you." When has anyone ever said that to you? And if they did, would you blush or deny it or think, "Why do they think this about me?" Or would you simply say, "Here I am, let it be so"? Because when we respond like Mary, when we respond with trust, we ground ourselves in the peace of Christ that is within us. When crazy surrounds us and we respond, "Here I am, let it be so," something takes over that is beyond us and yet within us, that was given to us in the birth of Jesus, the Son of God. And peace takes over so that whatever surrounds us does not define us. God defines us. And God's peace lives within us throughout our entire lives, just like Jack Turner realized last year. The very God who was made manifest in the Christ child who came to us in a manger and whose birth was announced to Mary by an angel. Angels are busy. Surely the same angelic ministry that was present then is present now, giving us the same beautiful service, the same vigilance over our lives, so we can find our peace as well. Amen.
There is room and welcome there.